请我们一起翻开圣经加拉太书
Galatians chapter 2
加拉太书第二章
So in this chapter, Paul is denouncing the claims of false teachers at the time.
这本书中保罗提到了在加拉太有假的教训
Because at the time, false teachers were spreading false doctrine amongst the Galatian churches.
因为那个时候这些假的教训传播在加拉太的教会
They were claiming that Gentiles must first become Jewish and adopt Jewish practices in order to truly be saved.
他们传扬声称说外邦人必须要先成为犹太人才并且要采用犹太人的做法
So we'll just be reading one verse today.
我们今天只来读一节圣经
I'm sure this verse is one that many of us are familiar with. It's a quite well-known verse.
我想大家都很熟悉这节圣经，非常有名。
Galatians 2:20
加拉太书二章二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
So may you please join me in a word of prayer.
让我们一起有点祷告。
Father, we thank you that you once again gather us here this morning by your grace and mercy.
父啊，感谢赞美你，借着你的怜悯和恩典，今天早上召集我们在这里。
And we ask that this morning that through your word we once again see your son.
我们但愿今天早上我们在你的话语里面可以看见你的儿子。
To see how, just like in the hymn we just sang, that he is indeed alive today, that he lives.
就像刚刚诗歌所说的，他今天还活着，他住在我们里面。
We just ask that your word may indeed take root in our hearts.
Oh, 愿你的话语可以在我们的心里扎根。
That it may bear fruit in each of us.
在我们里每个人里面都可以结果子。
So that your word may be a reality to us, that we may live out this reality.
愿你的话语在我们里面成为现实，让我们可以活出这个实际。
So we thank you once again for giving us your precious word.
再次感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
May your son be exalted in all and all.
愿你的儿子在一切中掌权被高举。
We pray all these things in your son's most holy and precious name.
这样的祷告是奉你儿子最宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So recently at work, I led a workshop on collaborative brainstorming.
最近我工作上有一个新的课题就是各个部门的人合作来一同成就一个课题或者项目。
So oftentimes projects are unsuccessful because people have different ideas about how to approach the issue at hand.
常常这个课题经常不能成就是因为每个人的观念都不一样他用自己的方法去成就。
And so when people have different ideas, they clash with one another over what the right solution should be.
当他有不同的意见的时候，就互相指责，就是让这个没办法在一起合作。
So the goal of the workshop was to teach people how to turn different ideas from being a blocker to success into something that drives a better product.
教导我们需要学习的就是怎么样让我们有不同的意见不能成为彼此相敌而。成为一个促使他可以成功的一个方面。
So during one part of the workshop, the attendees participated in this interactive exercise.
有一次这个参加的课题的一个人就是有一个操练。
And in the exercise, people were split into pairs and they had to come up with ideas for a fake scenario.
他们分组，然后呢，让各个组可以提出他们的意见来改变这个错误。
And in the first scenario, the requirement was that people had to use this phrase, yes, but.
在第一项操练中，他们必须要用一个词，就是说不是，而是。
So let's pretend that the scenario was that the company had to, was inventing a magic remote control that could do anything.
让我们想象着这个是一个好像一个想象出来的一个神奇的事情，可以来眼控。
So the first person may say, we're going to invent a magic remote that can teleport people to any place he or she can think of.
比如说有人说，哦，我可以，来发明一个东西，让人可以在瞬间之间从一个地方变。换到另外一个地方地点。
So the second person will have to use the word, the phrase yes but. So they may say something like, yes, but this could be dangerous if criminals get their hand on this remote and use it for illegal purposes.
另外一个人可能就会反驳说，这个是很好，但是呢，那个罪犯可能就利用这个能力，这项发明来犯罪。
So this first scenario that will go back and forth a couple of times, and each time the second person has to say yes, but.
所以这种就是来来复复的这样，第一个人提出一个建议，另外一个人就说，但是。
Now during the second half of the workshop, we then change the requirement. This time the second person, instead of saying yes, but, they have to say yes, and, or maybe they'll say, I agree, furthermore.
但是呢。第二项的操练呢，就换了一个话题，就是说，第一个人提出一个意见，另外一个就是说，但是我们可以有，我们有更多的，我们 and 就是还有别的方法，我们可以来解决这个问题。
So using the same magic remote example, the first person may once again say, "Oh, we're going to invent a magic remote that can teleport people anywhere they can think of."
所以这个在第二项的这个操练中，就如果第一个人说我发明了这个方法，可以让一个人瞬间可以从一个地方转换到另外一个地方。
And the second person this time might say, yes, and we can make sure that the person can only use it after they receive some sort of approval from a security committee.
所以第二个人就不说但是，他就说，我们可以很好，我们可以用这个方法，但是呢，必须要这个。人呢要经过批准，一些测验批准检验。
So what you notice during this exercise is that when people use the word but, it's nearly impossible for people to build upon the initial idea.
如果我们只是用但是这个词的话，是人们就没办法可以成就前面的人所说的那件事情。
In other words, we see from this exercise that the word but holds a lot of power.
从另外一点也可以说，这个但是这个词也有很大的力量。
So this word but has two primary purposes.
这个经文中的但是这个词有两个目的或意思。
One is to acknowledge, yet reduce the significance of whatever statement comes before the but.
一个呢，它是要降低在这个但是之前的那句陈述的重要性。
And the second is to shift the focus to a new thought, or the main thought.
第二点呢，目的是可以把重点从但是之前的陈述的那句话转移到但是之后的那个想法或者新的思想观念。
So to use a personal example, I remember when I was growing up, my mother wouldn't allow me to play computer games on school nights.
就是我个人的经历，我讲到我当我年轻小很小的时候，我妈妈就不让我来玩那个电子游戏。
So I would say to her, I'm not allowed to play on my computer, but all my other friends can.
但是我就跟她说，为什么我不能玩呢？我别的朋友们都可以玩呢。
So in younger Jeff's mind, this restriction on computer usage was not only pointless.
所以我这个。I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
So in younger Jeff's mind, this restriction on computer usage was not only pointless, not only was it meaningless.
所以这个对这禁止玩电子游戏不仅只是没有任何的用处。
But younger Jeff was arguing that it was also, more importantly, an act of great unfairness.
就是更重要的就是说，我强调的是不公平。
Of course, now I'm older and I realize that my mother wanted to teach me self-control.
但是现在我意识到我的妈妈想教导我是自我节制。
So in case any younger brothers or sisters are plotting to use the word but at home, this is where I tell you to listen to your parents and be obedient.
这就是很多年轻人，你们如果常常在家里面说但是跟父母争辩的话，我给你一个建议，说你还是要听父母的。
Now I spend all this time bringing up this word but because this word plays a critical role in Galatians 2:20.
我提到了但是这个词，因为这个词在那个加拉太书二章二十节里面有一个起了个很大的作用。
In the English translation, the NASB translation, this word but literally appears once.
在英文的新美国标准版的英文版中，它但是这个词字面上只出现了一次。
And I believe in Mandarin, they use the word 乃。
在中文我们知道它用的是乃，乃是的那个乃。
And this word but also appears just once in the original language.
这个但是这个词在原来的最初的版本中也是只有一次。
But I think if we dig deeper, we can see that there are other hidden buts in this verse.
但是我们要仔细的来深究的话，这句话里面其实有三个但是。
And in total, we can find three buts in this verse.
我们可以找到三个但是或者乃是在这个经节中。
And Lord willing, today we'll go over each of these three.
如果神允许的话，我们就把每一个但是都可以思考一下。
So these are the three buts present in Galatians 2:20.
所以在加拉太书二章二十节有三个但是。
The first is crucified but alive.
第一个就是被钉十字架，但是还活着。
The second is not I, but Christ.
第二个就是说，不是我，乃是或者是但是基督。
And lastly, the third is in the flesh, but by faith in the Son of God.
第二个但是就是说，在肉身，但因信神的儿子。
So by the Lord's grace, may we see in each case that we should focus on not what comes before the but what comes after.
借着神的恩典，让我们可以来注重但是之后的神所要强调的，而不是说但是之前的。
So first, let's look at crucified but alive.
第一点就是被钉十字架，但是还仍然活着。
Paul begins this verse by saying, "I have been crucified with Christ."
保罗开始了这个经节，他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
You know that when the Lord was crucified at Calvary, Paul wasn't physically there on the cross with him.
我们知道主耶稣在哥哥他独楼地在上十字架的时候，保罗并没有肉身在那里。
So then what does Paul mean with this declaration?
所以这句神的保罗这样说，这句话到底是什么意思呢？
So to understand this, we need to look at the context.
如果要理解的话，我们需要看上下文。
We mentioned earlier that the Galatian church was under attack by the teaching of false doctrine by false teachers.
我们知道加拉太教会在之前是受到假教师所传播假教训的攻击。
And again, these false teachers were teaching this dangerous doctrine that Gentiles must first become Jewish. They must uphold Mosaic law.
假教师说外邦人必须要先成为犹太人，必须要持守这些律法。
And because if they don't uphold such law, they cannot be saved.
如果他们要不持守这些律法的话，他们不能得救。
And correcting this lie was so important to Paul.
这些纠正这个是对保罗来说是非常重要的。
So usually in his epistles, Paul would start off with commending the audience.
通常在保罗的使徒书信中，他都是以赞扬、表扬的话开始的。
Right, we know that in epistles, usually he'll be so, I'm so thankful for you, you know, I thank God for you, things like that.
常常说哦，我们我这样的感谢，为着你们，或者是为着神，感谢你们。
However, Galatians is the only epistle where this commendation is noticeably absent.
但是在加拉太书，这些表扬的话没有。
Rather, Paul jumps straight to the point in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6.
保罗就直接开始了指责，从加拉太书一章六节开始。
Galatians 1:6 says, I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel.
加拉太书一章六节，我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。
Verse 7, which is really not another, only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ.
第七节，那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
Justification by upholding the law was not the gospel of Christ that Paul had preached.
持守律法并不是保罗所传讲的基督的福音。
Because if salvation is indeed achieved by being a practicing Jew, Paul himself would have been in a better position than most to be saved.
如果靠着律法可以称义的话，保罗是处在一个更好的地位，可以靠着持守律法称义。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
我们来看腓立比书第三章。
Philippians 3 verse 4 says, Although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more.
腓立比书三章四节，其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。
Circumcised the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee.
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人。
As to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless.
就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
So Paul, even though he had this background, he knew even with such qualifications.
我们知道保罗他虽然有这样的背景，虽然他有这样的资格来靠肉体得救。
Even with his zealousness for the law.
尽管他对律法热心。
There was the presence of sin within him.
但是他在他里面有犯罪。
And no matter how hard he tries or how much he does, he will never be able to get rid of this sin.
不管他如何的尝试，如何的努力，他都不能够把这个罪除掉。
The more he tried to keep the law, the more he realized just how well short he fell of God's righteous standard.
他越想持守律法，他越是感觉到他亏欠了神公义的标准。
God is perfect.
神是完全的。
And the law that comes from him is perfect.
从他而来的律法也是完全的。
And man is imperfect.
但是人是不完全的。
And as a result, man has to pay the penalty of the law.
因此，人要为律法的刑罚付上代价。
But what was done for our sake because of the great love of God, brothers and sisters?
哦，弟兄姐妹们，基督为我们所做的是因为借着他的爱，因为他的爱。
Christ left his heavenly abode.
哦，神离开了天上的居所。
He came to this earth.
来到地上。
He lived a perfect life.
他活出一个完全的生命。
He became our substitute on the cross.
他在十字架上为我们成为代替。
And he took on the full brunt of God's wrath that was reserved for you and me.
他承受了神为我们积蓄的一切的愤怒。
So what does Paul mean when he says, I have been crucified with Christ?
但是这地方什么意思呢？保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架了。
It means we no longer have to pay the penalty of the law because Christ has paid for it on our behalf.
就是这个意思就是我们不再为律法的刑罚付代价，因为基督已经为我们付出了。
So let's imagine Harrison had to pay the court a fine for something he did.
举个例子，如果 Harrison 需要付一个罚款，那个是法院给他的。
And Harrison's not working yet, so he doesn't have money.
所以 Harrison 还没有工作，他没有钱呢。
So Justin then gives his own money to Harrison, so that he had enough to pay the court what he owed.
但是 Justin 可以把钱借给 Harrison, 让他可以来付法庭给他的那个罚单。
And hopefully, as long as Justin sourced the money legally, that the court wouldn't care about how the money was received.
只要 Justin 弟兄这个钱是正当途径来的，所以那个法庭不在乎这个钱从哪里。这个钱是来去。
All the court would note in its record book is that Harrison had paid his debt.
法庭就是只知道是确信 Harrison 已经付了这个罚单。
So brothers and sisters, Christ was the perfect sacrifice.
弟兄姐妹们，基督是完全的牺牲。
Because when he was crucified to the law, our debt of sin was cleared.
因为他在被钉死的时候，我们被
Our debt of sin was cleared.
我们那个罪的死就被清除了。
And to the law, it was as if we were crucified.
就是向着律法，我们其实是死的。
Romans 6:7 says that he who has died is freed from sin.
罗马书六章七节说，已死的人是已经脱离了罪了。
So because through the law we have been crucified with Christ, we have also been set free from sin.
因为在律法，我们向着律法，我们与基督同钉十字架，我们就从罪中得释放了，自由了。
However, thank the Lord that we are not merely crucified with Christ, that it doesn't just stop there.
感谢主，我们不是说只是与基督同钉十字架就到此为止了。
It's true that our debt of sin was dealt with on a cross.
确实我们死因罪而来的死已经在十字架上被解决了。
But much more though, Galatians 2:20 teaches us that we are crucified but alive.
但是更重要的是加拉太书二章二十节说，我们已经与同钉十字架，现在活了。
In fact, we just need to look at the verse right before Galatians 2:20 in verse 19.
我们再看往前面看一节，加拉太书二章十九节。
For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God.
我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以像神活着。
Now when we died with Christ, our sinful old man died with him.
当我们与基督同钉十字架的时候，我们有罪的老我已经跟他同钉了。
All the desires, the lusts, the passions of the old man died with Christ.
就是旧人所带来的欲望情欲都钉在十字架上。
But when Christ was raised from the dead, in the same way we were raised with him.
但是当基督钉十字架，他又复活，我们也与他一同复活了。
However, this reborn life isn't the same life that we had before.
但是这个新的生命，我们得到的新的生命跟我们老生命是不一样的。
It says this in Romans chapter 6, verse 4.
我们看罗马书六章四节。
Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We have received a new life.
我们得到了这个一个新的生命。
We are a new creation.
我们是新造。
And this new man is now the identity we have before God.
这个新人是我们在神面前的身份。
Ephesians 4 tells us that this new self is created in a likeness of God in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
以弗所书四章说，这个新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Colossians 3:10 tells us that this new self is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator.
哥罗西书三章十节讲到这个是， 你照着神的形象在哥罗西书三章十节，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
So therefore our purposes, our feelings, our understandings, they're now completely different than what they were before.
我们的感觉，我们的
purpose and understanding.
我们的理解，我们的我们的旨意，我们的目的，我们的感觉都跟原来是不一样的。
So no longer do we care about the things of the world.
我们不再关心这世上的事。
But now we prioritize the things of God.
现在我们以神的事为优先。
So brothers and sisters, are you aware of this new life that you have received?
弟兄姐妹们，你们能够意识到你们所得到的新生命吗？
We are mistaken if we think that the gospel is just simply God sending His Son to pay the penalty of sin for us.
我们知道不只是神差下的儿子让我们为我们的罪付了赎价。
Much more though, the gospel is also that God has given us His eternal life and desires for us to undergo sanctification.
但是神的意思不光只是不光只是称义，也要把我们可以来成圣。
So that one day we can present ourselves as pure and complete before Him.
有一天我们可以在他面前无瑕无疵、无可指摘。
So we have a new life within us.
因为我们现在有一个新生命在我们里面。
But what is this identity?
但是这个身份到底是什么呢？
How do we live out this identity?
我们如何来活出这个新的身份呢？
This leads us to the second but in Galatians 2:20.
这个就把我们引到这个加拉太书二章二十节里面第二个但是。
Not I, but Christ.
不是我，乃是基督。
Brothers and sisters, a great cost was paid when Christ died on the cross for us.
弟兄姐妹们，当基督钉十字架的时候，他付了极重的代价。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 and 7 tells us that we were bought with a price.
哥林多前书
6:20 and 7:23.
6章20节, 7章23节讲到我们是用重价买出回来的。
Acts 20, verse 28 says that we were purchased with His own blood.
使徒行传20章二十八节说我们是用他的血买来的。
Whenever there's a purchase, there's a transfer of ownership.
如果有一个买卖产生的话，有一个就发生了一个带来一个所有权的改变。
We have received a new life.
我们领受了一个新的生命。
But do you know who owns it?
你知道谁拥有这个新生命吗？
It's not us.
不是我们。
Like 1 Corinthians says, we are not our own.
就像哥林多前书说的，我们不是属我们的，不是我们自己的。
It is Christ's life.
是基督的生命在我们里面。
So there's a famous quote that some of you may have heard before.
你们可能听过有一句名言。
So a lot of people attribute this quote to Confucius.
有的人就把这个名言好像当成是可能是孔夫子说的。
But then when I tried googling what the Chinese version of it was, I couldn't find it. So who knows?
但是我用 Google 搜寻了一下，发现不是，好像不是从他来的，我也不知道到底怎么回事。
In any case, the quote goes like this: It says, "We have two lives."
这个名言说我们有两个生命。
And the second begins when we realize we only have one.
如果我们意识到我们只有一个生命的话，第二个生命就开始了。
Now, the world uses this quote to highlight the urgency for mankind to live with purpose.
所以世上的人用这句话来激励人们要活出生命的意义和目的。
However, for the Christian, I want to slightly change the quote.
但是对我们基督徒来说，我愿意来稍微改一下。
So we have two lives.
我们有两个生命。
And the second begins when Christ's life replaces our life.
如果基督的生命取代了我们的生命的时候，这第二个生命就开始了。
Are we living this out in reality, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，我们活出这样的实际了吗？
I think we've also at least heard of this phenomenon known as the midlife crisis.
我们也听过这句说的叫中年危机。
So generally speaking, it's when a person who's usually in their 40s or 60s,
这讲到一般人到四五十岁的时候。
This person starts questioning their own identity and life choices.
这人就开始来怀疑质问他的生命的那个身份。
And there's another phenomenon now that's getting more popularity.
还有另外一种现象也很普遍。
This is known as the quarter life crisis. So a quarter life crisis is when a person who's in their 20s experiences this feeling of disillusion.
就是在二十多岁的这个年龄，人会经历了幻觉。
Or they grow anxious.
或者是他们非常的焦虑。
So whether it's over their careers, their relationships, their overall future.
不管是他们的工作，他们的关系，或者是整个前途。
So recently, the pandemic seems to have made both crises even worse.
在现在在疫情期间，这些危机都更加的严重。
And also made both crises even more prevalent in today's world.
这两种现象也是更加的普遍。
Especially when it put the world on pause for essentially 2 years and ruined a lot of people's plans.
是在，尤其是在两年，这个世界好像停顿了一下，就打断了很多人的。
Now, do you know what people who go through such crises, what they often ask themselves?
你知道人们在经历这些生命中的危机的时候，他们常常问自己。
They ask themselves, "What am I doing with my life?"
那我活在世上，我到底在做什么呀？
Of course, we don't need to be in the middle of a midlife or a quarter life crisis to ask ourselves this question.
当然，我们不一定要在中年危机或者是二十岁的危机的时候才问这些事。
Perhaps some of us ask ourselves this every morning when we wake up.
我们可以在每天早上一醒来的时候就可以问自己这样的问题。
When we go to work.
当我们去上班的时候。
When we go to school.
当我们去上学的时候。
Whatever it is may be doing.
不管在做什么事情。
You know, for me, I asked myself this when I was trying to pick my college major.
对我来说，我当然在选那个大学的主选那个课程这专业的时候，我就问我自己。
I remember looking at the options, like, what am I doing with my life?
我就常常问我自己说，哎呀，我这活着，我的生活上，我到底在做什么呀？我活着。
And I assume I didn't find an answer to that because I just ended up going to business school.
最终我也没找到那个答案，但是呢，最终我去了一个那个商业的学校。
But brothers and sisters, we shouldn't be asking ourselves, "What am I doing with my life?"
我们也是需要常常问自己说，我们的生活中我在做什么呢？
Rather, each of us should be asking ourselves, "What am I doing with Christ's life in me?"
我们更应该要问自己说，基督在生命在我里面是做什么呢？
I think that when you live with that mindset, you live with that question.Your perspective changes.
如果你有这样的观念，有这样的想法和疑问的话，你的视野，你的看法就会改变。
Because that is the reality we need to live out.
因为你需要看，你需要活出那个现那个真实的现实。
Your life is not your own.
你的生命不是你自己的。
It is Christ.
是基督的。
So then why does Paul mention this in response to the false teaching at the time?
为什么保罗用提到的这一点，当他在应对回应这些错误的教导的时候？
Remember, the false teachings were saying that only those who converted to Judaism can be saved.
你知道那个假教是他们传扬的，就是他们这个外邦人必须要先进入成为犹太人才可以被得救。
才可以得救。 However, let's all turn to Colossians chapter 1.
我们都来看哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians 1, we'll look at verse 27.
哥罗西书一章二十七节。
It says, to whom, so this is an extension of previous verse where it ends with his saints, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
哥罗西书一章二十七节，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
So brothers and sisters, I want to take a second to just marinate on this verse.
我需要来思考一下这句话，仔细的思考一下。
So we know from the Old Testament that the Jews knew that one day the Messiah would come.
在旧约里面，犹太人是知道，弥赛亚有一天终究会来。
And they may have known of also the Messiah's relationship to Israel.
他们也许也知道弥赛亚和以色列的关系是怎样的。
But what is this great mystery that the Jews did not know of?
但是这个是极大的奥秘。
The Jews did not know that the Messiah would dwell in us.
但是那个犹太人并不知道这个弥赛亚会住在我们里面的。
Christ in you.
基督在你里面。
Rather than who did God reveal the riches of this glory of this mystery to?
这就是神。
To which group of people did God reveal this mystery to?
就是对外邦人是神要向他们启示这个极大的奥秘的。
Yeah, like the sister said, it's the Gentiles, it's you and me.
这就是说的就是外邦人，就是你和我。
This is something that God wanted us to know.
这是神让我们要知道的奥秘。
That Christ's life is in us.
基督的生命在我们里面。
That because Christ's life is in us, the richness of Christ's life also dwells in us.
因为基督住在我们里面，所以基督里面一切的丰盛也在我们里面。
This is the riches of the glory of this mystery.
这是在这个有和这个这是有非常丰盛荣耀的奥秘。
You know, today, all of us who believe in Christ, we can declare that we are rich.
我们所以信基督的都可以说声称说我们是非常富有的。
We can say we are rich because Christ dwells in us.
我们可以说我们很丰富，因为基督住在我们里面。
Romans 9:23 says this. It says, "And he did so to make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory."
罗马书九章二十节说 ，sorry,
no worries.
罗马书九章二十节，二十三节九章又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那。蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上。
Verse 24, even us whom he also called not from among Jews only, but also from among Gentiles.
24节，这器皿就是我们被神所召的，不但是从犹太人中，也是从外邦人中，这有什么不可呢？
So we are rich because we now know of his glory.
因为我们很富有，因为我们知道了他的荣耀。
Let's take a look at one other place, Colossians 2, verse 2.
我们再来看哥罗西书二章二节。
It says that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself.
哥罗西书二章二节，要叫他们的心得安慰。因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足，在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督。
Verse 3, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
第三节，所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
We are rich because we can have access to the treasures of wisdom and knowledge because Christ dwells in us.
我们非常的富有。丰富，因为我们可以直接领受在 基督里面所积蓄的一切的知识智慧知识因为基督住在我们里面
Paul wants us to know the unfathomable riches of Christ
保罗想知道基督里面无可测度的丰富
I remember when the brother was sharing on his series called The Unfathomable Riches of Christ I lost count of how many sessions he had but the list just kept going on and on and on
有一个弟兄在讲到有这个系列一直在持续 I'm sorry, which topic is it?
Unfathomable riches of Christ
基督那测不透的丰富
Because it's never ending, these riches
因为这个丰富从来没有止境
Yet we have access to it because Christ dwells in us
但是我们可以得到因为基督住在我们里面
So why else is it imperative that we recognize that we now have Christ's life in us?
所以刚刚我们读到现在我们都知道我们现在有基督的生命住在我们里面。
So、why else is it also imperative? Why else is this important?
这个为什么也重要呢
？Because without Christ's life, we will be unable to walk the way of the cross.
因为没有基督在活在我们里面，我们不可能承受十字架的道路。
We will be unable to undergo sanctification.
我们不可能成圣。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the way of the cross is filled with suffering and pain.
因为十字架的道路是充满了苦难、痛苦。
If Christ's life was absent in us, if we were to try to go the way of the cross for old selves,
因为如果我们只是要用我们自己的老我来想承受这个走十字架的路的话,
then none of us could endure it.
我们每一个人都不能忍受那样的苦。
However, because Christ endured it and his life is now in us,
但是，基督成就了，他现在住在我们里面。
Therefore, we can too.
这样的话，我们也可以。
Let's consider the familiar words of Philippians 4:13.
让我们来看我们非常熟悉的经节《腓立比书》四章，十三节，对。
It says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
腓立比书四章十三节，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
That's perhaps one of the most misquoted verses in the Bible.
这可能是最被误解的一句经文在圣经里面。
People often use it in relation to their personal goals or ambitions.
人们常常用在这句话上，用在自己的个人的。目标和个人的野心。
No, I often see on TV that athletes they'll have this verse tattooed on their bodies as motivation to win competitions.
就像很多运动员，他把这个经节刻在身上，作为他自己的那个动力。
Or other people might say, "I'm going to make more money."
或者有的人说，哦，我要赚更多的钱。
Or I'm going to get that promotion.
我要得到那个提职。
Why? Because I can do all things through Christ.
为什么呢？因为靠他加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
But brothers and sisters, this verse has nothing to do with our personal ambitions or goals.
但是这句话跟我们个人的所定的目标和计划和野心没有任何的关系。
Let's consider the context of Philippians 4.
让我们来看一下上下文。
If we start from verse 11, it says, Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am.
腓立比书四章十一节，我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry.Both of having abundance and suffering need.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my affliction.
然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。
So Paul mentions this verse because he wants to reveal the secret behind how he is able to endure poverty.
保罗在这句话讲了他就启示的一个秘诀，为什么他可以忍受这个贫穷缺乏。
It's a secret behind how Paul is able to endure suffering.
这也是保罗能够忍受受苦难的一个秘诀。
It is Christ in him who strengthens Paul.
是基督在里面，基督在保罗里面的生命所带来的。
Well, Paul faced many difficulties and adversities in his ministry for the Lord.
保罗经历了很多的难处困难，在他服侍主的过程中。
He was in prison for what he believed in, for the gospel he preached.
因着他相信的福音，他传讲他所相信的福音，他被囚受监。
We know there are also other, you know, troubles that he went through.
我们也知道他还遇到了别的一些难处。
But let's take a look at Acts 20. What does it say in Acts 20, verse 24?
那我们来看一下，使徒行传20:24.
Paul says, "But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God."
但我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Paul is able to accomplish this mission for God because he no longer considered his own life as dear to himself.
保罗能成就从主耶稣来的使命，你说的职事使命，是因为他不以他自己的性命为宝贵。
He knew that he was a vessel for Christ's life now, that it's Christ's life in control.
他知道他只不过是一个器皿，是他受基督的生命所控制。
And it also says this in Hebrews 12 in the first two verses.
我们也可以在希伯来书12前面两节也讲到这一点。
It says, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us."
希伯来书12:1，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And keep our fear, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
二节，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Our Lord endured the cross, despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们的主，他忍受了十字架的苦难，轻看羞辱，坐在神宝座的右边了。
And because he has done this, and his life is now within us.
因为他已经做成了这一切。而他的生命也住在我们里面。
So too can we endure the cross.
所以我们也同样可以忍受十字架的苦难。
So too can we despise the shame.
我们也可以来轻看羞辱。
And so too can we one day reign with him.
我们有一天也会和他一同作王。
Now we mentioned earlier that we're crucified but alive.
我们前面提到了我们被钉十字架，但仍然活着。
Our old self has died with Christ on the cross.
我们的老我已经在十字架上与基督同钉了。
Now we just went over that it is no longer I who live, but Christ within me.
现在我们来看一下，第二就是我不是我，乃是基督。
Now because Christ is in us, we can endure the way of the cross.
现在因为基督在我们里面，我们可以来忍受十字架。
So there may be some that's wondering that there's a big confusion here.
I'm sorry.
So some may be wondering that there seems to be inconsistency.
但我们可能就是认为说，哎呀，这个好像前后有冲突啊。
So if we're already crucified with Christ, why do we still need to walk the way of the cross?
如果我们已经与基督同钉十字架了，我们为什么还要走十字架道路呢？
So that leads us to the final but for today.
这个就把我们引到了我们今天第三个但是。
In the flesh, but by faith in the Son of God.
在肉身活着，但因信神的儿子。
When we were crucified with Christ, our old selves died with him.
当我们与基督同钉十字架以后呢，我们的老我已经与他同钉十字架了。
We are no longer under darkness.
我们不在黑暗的权势下。
We are no longer slaves to sin.
我们不再是罪的奴仆。
Yet we know that today we still sometimes sin.
但是我们知道，如今我们有的时候还是会犯罪。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Now I want to highlight the difference between continuing under sin and continuing to sin.
我想来强调一下这个区别，就是一直持续在罪的权势下，还是和继续有时去犯罪，这个区别不一，这个有区别的。
When Christ died for us, we are no longer under sin.
当基督死在十架上以后，我们不在罪的权势下了。
That is, we are no longer under sin's bondage, nor do we love the sinful lifestyle.
我们不再受罪的捆绑，或者活着那个罪的生活方式。
So this is from a positional perspective.
这是从地位上的来看。
So we have a new life within us that loves righteousness and detests sin.
那我们现在有新的生命在我们里面，我们喜爱公义，恨恶罪。
But we still dwell. But this new life still dwells in an imperfect vessel.
但是这个新的生命还是住在一个不完美的器皿里。
Our earthly fleshly bodies are still unredeemed.
我们肉身的身体还没有得赎。
And because of that, we still occasionally stumble and commit sin.
因为这样，我们常常有的时候还是跌倒犯罪。
But brothers and sisters, we may be living in the flesh.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们可以。我们可能是活在肉体中。
But the emphasis is that we live by faith in the Son of God.
但是重点是我们是因信神的儿子而活。
We need to have this confidence as it says in Philippians 1:6.
我们需要有这样的信心，就在腓立比书一章六节。
That he who began a good work in us will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus.
那在你们心里动了善功的必成就。腓立比书一章六节，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全之功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Though we may stumble and fall today,
今天我们有可能跌倒，可以跌倒，对。
Each time can still come before the Lord with a heart of repentance.
每次我们这样发生了，我们跌倒的话，我们可以来到神的面前来悔改。
And by faith, we can give ourselves fully for His use again.
借着信心，我们把自己再一次全然献上，供他继续使用。
And by faith, we take up our cross every day.
借着信，我们每天背着自己的十字架。
So that as we deny ourselves and put to death our flesh.
当我们舍己致死我们的肉体的时候，
Christ may increase.
基督就可以增加。
And we ourselves may decrease.
我们可以减少。
Romans 12 says we are urged to present our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice to God.
罗马书第十二章说，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭。
We know that Christ's sacrifice for us was a one-time act.
我们知道神为我们受死是一次性的行为。
But taking up our cross is complete self-denial so that we can be used by God is something we need to practice all the time.
但我们对我们来说，我们需要时时背上自己的十字架，舍己跟自己献给主。
So though we are still in the flesh, by faith we do this in the Lord Jesus.
但是虽然我们在肉身活着，但是我们借着心对耶稣基督的信心。
We mentioned earlier that Christ's life in us is what enables us to endure the way of the cross.
我们刚刚提到，基督住在我们里面，让我们可以承受十架苦难。
However, what should be our motivation to even want to walk the way of the cross to begin with?
但是我们，什么是我们开始，走十架道路的动力呢？
What stimulates us to have a desire to live in such a way?
什么让我们有这样的渴慕走十架路呢？
I think we'll find that at the end of Galatians 2:20.
这个答案就在加拉太书二章二十节的末了。
The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Brothers and sisters, though we may be imperfect today and still have a long way to go till salvation, or till perfection, sorry.
弟兄姐妹们，我们可以，我们可能现在 还需要很长的一段路才能够，才能够成圣。
Yeah, perfection, not salvation, because we're already saved.
完全，我们，对，刚刚说的就是不是得救是得以完全。
And though the way of the cross may be filled with suffering and pain,
虽然这条路上可能充满了苦难和痛苦。
We willingly and confidently place our faith in our Lord Jesus.
但是我们非常的有信心，持续的把我们的信心，放在我们的主耶稣基督身上。
Why? Because he loved us and gave himself up for us.
为什么呢？因为他爱我们，为我们舍己。
I think one of the most beautiful things about Galatians 2:20 is that Paul writes this completely in first person.
我们非常美妙的一件事情就是保罗在加拉太书写的是用第一人称写的。
This is a personal experience of Paul.
这是保罗个人的经历。
Christ's love for him was so evident to Paul.
基督 ，sorry。
Christ's love for Paul was so evident to Paul.
这个基督爱我们，这是对我们来说都是明显的。
So this case, him specifically, not us, because this is a first person. Christ's love for Paul was so evident to Paul.
所以它不是只是众人，而是指他个人，所以个人的经历。
Christ's sacrifice for Paul was so real to Paul.
基督为保罗受死。对保罗来说是非常的真实。
And this is what spurs Paul to run this race, to fight the good fight, to finish the course.
这就激励保罗，就是跑，奔走在前面的路，打那美好的仗。
Brothers and sisters, is this a personal experience for you?
这弟兄姐妹们，这是你自己亲身的经历吗？
When we personally experience the love of Christ,
当我们个人亲身经历
When we personally remember his sacrifice on the cross,
当我们个人纪念他在十字架为我们受死的时候，
how can we not respond with desire to give ourselves to him?
我们怎么不可能把自己有渴慕把自己献给他呢？
No, even though we're living in the flesh,
知道我们是活在肉体中，
remembering all that the Lord has done for us allows us to overcome and triumph over our flesh.
主耶稣所成就的一切，让我们可以来胜过我们的肉体。
Even though at times we may fall,
甚至在我们可能跌倒的时候，
we are reminded that our Lord is our great and faithful High Priest, constantly interceding for us.
然后提醒我们，主耶稣是我们慈悲忠心的大祭司，一直在父为我们那里为我们祷告。
Even though because of our flesh we may be selfish and find it hard sometimes to love other brothers and sisters.
虽然我们自私的天性有的时候让我们发现没有办法爱别的弟兄姐妹。
But we recall the words in 1 John 3:16 where it says, We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
但是这个约翰一书三章十六节这样讲到，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
The Lord loved us first.
神先爱了我们，主先爱了我们。
And because of his love, we love him back and respond by allowing him to fully abide in us.
因为他为我们死，爱我们，我们完全把自己献上给他们，献上给他。
There's a hymn that holds a special place in my heart.
有一首，我心里面有一首非常喜爱的歌，诗歌。
In fact, it's my mother's favorite hymn.
其实是我妈妈最喜欢的。
Hymn 550.
诗歌第550首。
What a friend we have in Jesus.
何等朋友我主耶稣。
I find the lyrics of each verse so precious.
我发现那个歌词，每一句歌词都非常的宝贵。
Now, verse 1, it starts off by saying, What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear.
第一节的开始，何等朋友我主耶稣，但我罪孽负我忧。
Verse 2, in the second half it says, can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share?
第二节后半段，谁能向他忠贞，谁能向他忠实稳妥，背我重担，分我愁。
Verse 3, in his arms he'll take and shield thee, thou will find a solace there.
第三节最后，他的怀抱是你护庇，经他抚慰必无忧。
Now, every part of this hymn speaks volumes as to how much Christ loves you and me.
这整首诗歌每一点都讲到基督是如何的爱我们。
We can go to him in prayer in all circumstances, and he will take care of us.
我们在我们任何的光景中，当我们向他祈祷祷告的时候，他都会来看顾我们。
Though we may live in the flesh,
我们可能活在肉体中。
Thanks be to God that we can have faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself up for us.
谢谢主，但是我们可以因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
So thank the Lord for inspiring Paul to write Galatians 2:20.
感谢主为着这个。
For inspiring Paul to write Galatians 2:20.
感谢主就是启示保罗来写加拉太书二章二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。对不起，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Crucified but alive.
被钉十字架，但是仍然活着。
We can live to God because the law views us as having been crucified when Christ paid our sin penalty.
我们曾经，向着律法有，因为行不了律法要付那个刑罚，但是神。主耶稣为我们付了那个赎价。
Not I, but Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
We now live as a new creation because the resurrection life of Christ is within us and not our own.
我们现在是一个新造，因为基督活在我们里面，不再是我们自己。
In the flesh, but by faith in the Son of God.
在肉身活着，但是是因神信神的儿子。
Though we still have an imperfect vessel.
I'm sorry.
Though we still are an imperfect vessel.
虽然我们还是一个不完全的一个器皿。
We willingly take up our cross and deny our flesh in response to Christ's love and sacrifice.
我们愿意背上自己的十字架，舍己，为了回应基督对我们的爱。
Christ plays a role in every part.
在每一部这个二十节每一个点上都基督都参与在里面。
He is the one who will lead us to victory.
他是那把我们引到得胜的那位。
He is the one who will lead us home.
他也是那位要领我们回天家的。
So to conclude the sharing, I just want to bring out one more verse that sums up Galatians 2:20 even more succinctly.
最后我们在最后一节圣经，这个好像是更加简洁的来总结了加拉太书二章二十节。
So if we think Galatians 2:20 is too long to commit to memory, maybe try this one.
如果你觉得加拉太书二章二十节太长了，你可以来看一下这个简洁的经节。
Philippians 1:21.
腓立比书一章二十一节。
It says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
To live is Christ.
因我活着，我活着就是基督。
Paul's entire life can be summed up in Jesus Christ.
保罗整个的生命都可以归结在耶稣基督里。
To die is gain.
死了就有益处。
When Paul's limited earthly life is over, he can be reunited with Christ for eternity.
当保罗地上的生命结束的时候，他可以与主 永永远远在一起。
And when it's all said and done, may our lives be the same way.
我们的愿我们的生命也和保罗的生命一样。
To Christ be the glory forever and ever.
愿荣耀归给基督，直到永永远远。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us this precious truth in Galatians 2:20.
父啊，感谢你借着加拉太书二章二十节启示了这样宝贵的真理。
We just ask that in response to this truth that we no longer live for ourselves.
我们因着对这个真理的回应，我们愿意不再为自己活。
But that we truly treasure the fact that Christ's life is in us.
我们实在宝贵基督的生命在我们里面。
That we will live every moment, every second of our lives for Him.
我们生命中每时每刻都要为他活着。
Because He loved us and gave Himself up for us.
因他爱我们，为我们舍己。
We wait with great anticipation the day will be made complete.
哦，我们实在期望那一天会你的成就，去到基督耶稣的日子。
And we know that all of that would have been made possible because Christ dwells in us.
哦，让一切都可以成就，有可能成就，因为基督在我们里面活着。
So may we give all the honor, all the glory, worship and praise unto the Son of God.
让我们把所有的尊贵、荣耀、敬拜归给神的儿子。
And we pray all these things in your Son's most holy and precious name.
这样的祷告是奉你儿子圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.